Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate. We're here at House of Praise. Our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to uphold you.
This morning, I have a word for you. And it says the word that God placed in my heart is forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. You know, today we have plenty of opportunities sometime to join different clubs, be part of a certain program. And usually when we look into being part of a program, we look up and we research the benefits. Is that right? You know, when the kids were joining the boys club, they would walk you around and they would show you around and say, look, if you join us, this is what they can do. They can go swimming. They can play pool. You see, and part of the way that they would market it was to show all the benefits. God has placed in my heart this word today is to forget not all his benefits. A lot of times you're going to find that you're going through some things in life, but I want to speak to the body today and get everyone to understand, regardless of what you're going through, forget not all his benefits. The benefits, sometimes the Bible says, it says that it's a solid foundation of encouragement for those that are seeking physical and mental and spiritual healing. The Bible is a solid foundation. A solid foundation. So I'm going to talk about the benefits of the Lord. I know that when I turned 50 years old, all of a sudden I got in the mail AARP. I don't know how they knew my age. But right when I turned 50 years old, the benefit card showed up. And the interesting thing about it, when one of my, I believe it was my father, he was like, yeah, you better check out them benefits. At first, you kind of look at it like, oh, come on, I don't want this. But then they started talking about the benefits, and all of a sudden, I was like, okay, maybe this is a good thing. This is what we need to know about the Word of God, that the Bible is a solid foundation. The Word of God is a solid foundation. And that foundation is established in a way so that you not only receive Jesus into your life, but there are benefits in the Word of God. And the enemy does not want you to focus on all the benefits. He wants you to get caught up in what you're going through and not see the benefits that God has for you. There was a couple of weeks ago I was in here, and I was sick in my body. Remember you began to pray for me? Is that right? The body was praying for me. That very week, my cough went away. Now, you can choose not to believe into in the benefits of the Word of God, but you don't understand that God did not only say that I'm going to give you life more abundantly, but he said I'm going to also throw in some benefits. I'm going to throw in a special program just for you so that it will encourage you through your struggle. Because we serve a God that is our own personal God. That's why the Bible is trying to get us through the Word of God, is to understand that we must speak often of the miraculous healing through Jesus Christ. We must believe in the healing of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go to a couple of scriptures. Jeremiah 17, 14, it says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. This is what the word was saying. Heal me, Lord. You have to understand that the benefits does not come to you. You got to go to them. What we do is we say, Lord, I'm going through, but we don't want to press on towards the prize of the high calling. There is so much that you have in the Word of God that will actually work in your behalf, but you got to understand there's a benefit in the Word of God. The world wants to get you to think that you don't need the Word of God, but the Word of God is going to give you increase. Somebody say increase with me. Increase means that he's going to add on to. The devil does not come to take away. The Bible says that God does not come to take away. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So some of the things you're going on that's going on in your life, you're saying, why is it that I'm losing, or why does it feel like I'm struggling? But this is why the Bible speaks often of the miraculous healing through the work of Jesus Christ and having faith in God during tough times. This remains true to us today who live with various ailments. Some of us are suffering in our body and we're saying to ourselves, how am I going to be delivered? That scripture I just read says, heal me, O Lord. And he didn't only stop there, but he said, but then I shall be healed. I want you to turn to the next scripture. The next scripture says here in Isaiah 41:10. It says here that, I got a little setup here. As much as it pains us to face, we were called to suffer. Somebody say, called to suffer. As long as we live in this world, there will be sickness and disease. But the good news is that the Bible tells us that we don't need to be afraid. The scripture said, so do not fear, for I am with you. Someone say, for what? For I am with you. The Lord said, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous hand. See, this is the word of God. He said, I'm going to strengthen you and help you. Some of us are going through things in our life and we're saying, I need help right now. I need something to give me enough to get over what I'm going through. And the Bible says that God has already said that I'm going to strengthen and help you, but you first have to declare it in your life. Now, this is when the enemy comes in, because the enemy takes away your thinking and gets you to rely on doubt. But God is saying, if you just ask and believe in my name, it shall be done. This is why the enemy does not want you to speak it into existence. Some of us walk around and go around and say, I'm sick. You know what? It looks like I can't be healed. But I want to tell you right now that Jesus, the word of God, says that you shall be healed. Now, I know sometimes we're going through situations in our life, but as long as you trust and believe in the word of God, it shall be done. Excuse me. I want you to turn with me. I'm not going to keep you long today. Psalms 103, 2 and 5. And this is where I'm going with that message. It says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? This is one of the benefits. Who forgives all your benefits? Who heals all your disease? Who redeems your life from destruction. See, these are all benefits. It says that not only this, but he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your disease, and who redeems your life from destruction. This is the benefit of the word of God. Now, it was important that they mentioned don't forget them, because think about it. The things you're going through, it's easy to forget them. That's why when people, they're always marketing on TV, what are they doing? They're always flashing the benefits. They're always reminding you what you have. Now, I'm going to tell the church today, this is why you need to study the word of God. Because when you're in a dark place in your life, the enemy just wants to confuse you and cause you not to focus on the things of God. But if you just took a little bit of time to look in the word of God, you'll see that there's deliverance in the word. There's healing in the word, but you can't get that when you're going through. This is why we have to take the word of God serious, because God only wants to improve you. So now the benefits is this, that you're not only going to just receive healing, but he said, I forgive all your iniquities. Everything that you know, all your faults, everything that was wrong about you, it's in the word of God. The enemy wants to get us in a place where we're always feeling down for ourselves. Oh, it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. I'm going to always be sick. When I was sick for almost 2 months and it was affecting me and my breathing, I just began to cry out to the Lord. And I said, Lord, you said it. See, that's the thing. You have to declare. You got to say, Lord, you said it. But where we mess up is when we get blessed, we run off and do other things. But Jesus always said, now go and sin no more. He might heal you, but then he said, now this is what you got to do. Go and sin no more. We don't want to get that part of the story. We want to receive the blessings of God, but we don't want to change. We want the miraculous healing, but we don't want to change. But God is saying, not only is he going to heal you, not only is he going to bless you, but it says he redeemed your life from destruction. Someone said that with me, redeem my life from destruction. The devil, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. The wages of sin is death. So everything that's done under the sun for the world is only going to go one way. You can't avoid death outside of the rapture. See, so if you are banking on the things you have and the things you have possessed, you're going to be lost. But I want to let you know that if you bank on Jesus, not only are you going to just receive him into your life, but you got a bunch of benefits that you're going to have. You're going to be able to plug into, and you're going to be able to use it every time you need it. And that's awesome about the word of God. Every time you need healing, you can call on Jesus. Every time you need encouragement, you can go into the word of God. But we don't do that. We go to others and then we find somebody to complain to. We find somebody, or we try to look for what's wrong in everybody else instead of looking in the mirror. Instead of seeing that we need to grow spiritually. Another part of the benefits, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. See, so I like that part. It says he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. You know how you're not operating in the benefits of God? You're going through something, and guess what disappears? Loving kindness, tender mercy. You're not loving. You're fussing at everybody around you because something's not working out for you. But the Bible says he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. See, so this is what he wants for you. When you're going through a dark place in your life, don't you know that he is going to bring you out? But he wants you to know that he is sitting ready to give you that benefit card. He's just saying you got to reach out and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. I receive my job in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you restore my marriage in the name of Jesus. These are the benefits that are in the word of God. How many of you want to receive a benefit from the Lord? I know you might not have stocks. See, but the thing about stocks, they go up and down. But the word of God never changes. Amen. Give God some praise. The word of God never changes. So it says, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Someone says, satisfy your mouth with good things. There we go now. That's hard. Because right when you start to suffer, you know what changes? Your mouth. What you start talking about, how you start talking. Before it was like, oh, you know how we do when we first get married? We just love up on each other. Oh, he's just the greatest guy in the world, man. He is awesome. But wait, you get married and now some hardship come. Maybe you didn't pay the rent. What kind of man are you? You didn't pay that rent? You didn't put gas in that car? Did I tell you to put? It's easy for us to change and react to situations. Think about it. How many of you have gone through something and when you left, you were in a good mood? Think about when you're on a ride, on a trip somewhere. Then you're going on a trip, everyone gets in the car, everyone's excited. They're like, oh, we're going on a trip, daddy. We're going on a trip, daddy. They're all excited in the car. Then you drive in a couple hours. Dad, are we there yet? And then, back in the day, you used to sing songs. How many of you remember that? Singing songs, everyone's singing in the car, coming up with songs to sing. You forgot about the benefits. Even though you were excited about the trip, you were excited about going, you forgot about the benefits because it was a what? Tough ride. You were sweating. You began to complain. You began to say, oh man, come on. Come on, look at this traffic. This is crazy. But right when you got to the park, them kids flew out of the car. You had to go to the security guy. Can you please announce my son's name? Because I can't find him. Because when you get there, you're rejoicing again. But what God wants us to understand, I know that life is hard. That's what he's saying to you. He knows that you're going through and that you got to press on. But he said, forget not my benefits. Know that I'm with you regardless. And be encouraged in well-doing. Don't be discouraged. See him as he is, as your Lord and Savior. It says, whom are you going to serve? So as you begin to speak, hold on to your witness. As you begin to speak, hold on to your testimony. As you begin to speak, continue to speak with love and kindness. Amen? Speak with love and kindness. Don't continue to complain. Amen? Give God some praise. So it said, who satisfies you with good things? In Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:10, it says, he died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. The next scripture says, in 11th verse, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Encourage one another and build each other up. Encouragement is important. This is why you're in the house of God this morning, for encouragement. You're not here for somebody to agree with you. I'm going to say it again. I'm not here to agree with you. I'm here to encourage you in your walk. But most of all, understand, reveal the benefits of the Word of God. So that when you pull out that card, Jesus, guess what? There's healing. When you pull out that card that says you shall receive, guess what? You shall receive. But you have to believe in your benefits. And with that, even though the enemy is attacking you on every side, you know that your benefits shall come through. I know there have been times where you pull out your credit card. You're like, you're on that date and you're like, you know you got money. So you're like, bam. That they come to the table, you're like, here it is, I got it. You feel pretty good. You feel pretty good, but have you ever pulled it out and they went to charge it and they came back? And they come back, they don't just show up, they're like this. They don't even want to look you in the eye. They're kind of like, you don't have no money on that. And now you try to play it off because it's like, I know it was in there. I know I had that. This must be the wrong card. You even pull out another card. Bam! They go back. I've been there, done that. My wife's like, don't you dare. We talk to each other before we go in. Now, do you have it? Do you have it? Okay, we got it. I got backup. We need backup. You know how it works, that backup funds. You need backup. So I'm going to tell you right now that the Word of God is your backup. It's your foundation. So regardless of what you're going through, we must trust in the word of God. I got one more scripture. So forget not your benefits. Amen. If you turn to Joshua 24, 14, and 15. And it says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity. You see, that's NIV. It says, fear the Lord. It says, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and in truth. That sincerity and in truth is important. How sincere are you about the word of God? Do you love him? Are you sure? If you love the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding and acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. And that's why the scripture's there, because he said, yes, you don't only trust in him, but you have to understand that you have to do it in all your ways. Now, all your ways means even when you're being pressed. You see, there's too many times we have the kind of soldiers that want to march in front and wave the flags and spit and hit the trumpet. But how about the soldiers that got to fight? How many of you are willing to fight for your life? How many of you, see, the devil's not playing games with you. Look at the situation you're going through right now in your life. Does it look and feel like a game? Then why do we play church? That's why the Bible says you need to do it with sincerity. So it said that the word was placed there because it's important that we realize that you have to press towards the prize of the high calling. It's not going to show up on your doorstep. You got to go get it. And by you pressing towards the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, you shall be rewarded. So it says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt. Right there is the people were delivered and they were with Moses. But guess what they began to do? They wanted to go back to Egypt and serve their old gods because they were struggling. But the scripture goes on and says, but we have to understand, either you're going to serve them gods, or he said, guess what? We need to choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. And this is what God is saying to us today. Forget not his benefits and choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Now the bottom line is this, yes, you're suffering in your body. Yes, your marriage is going through. Yes, you're having a hard time with your job. But this is when you pull out your benefit card. This is when you pull it out and say, I know Jesus is able. And it says in his word that he's able to keep me from falling. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that he's able to keep you from falling?
Well, praise God. We pray that you enjoyed that last episode of Revival Today. Please come visit us at New England Pentecostal House of Praise. We're located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Sunday service time is 10 a.m. Come be part of the movement of God.